You're listening to Clock Radio Speakers with Armand and Doc. And now, side B.
All right, so we have talked about five.
Okay.
All right, so what's your next one up?
I'm going to keep it Raekwon.
Okay.
This song right here, Son.
Uh-huh.
Like, I know how you feel about Cuban Links, but yeah. For me, this was a very easy pick.
Okay.
Because I remember the first time hearing this record, I was at my grandmother's house, summer 1995, Rap City came on, and this video came on, and you just have those, what in the world was this? Incarcerated Scarfaces.
Not on my list.
That's crazy.
Not even on my near misses.
That's crazy.
It's on my honorable mentions.
The beat alone is worth a listen.
Of course it's worth a listen. This is the problem with Cuban Links.
Here's why this is definitive for me.
Okay.
In 95,
yeah,
there are three MCs that are clearly head and shoulders above everybody. Well, I guess four. You got Nas, you got Prodigy, you got Big, you got Raekwon. People don't realize that Raekwon was in that upper echelon conversation in 1995. Like, Ray was that dude when Cuban Links came out. And this is like the kick in the door, the same bravado that Big had on Kick in the Door. Sort of like, yes, I am Raekwon, I am here, and everybody tuck your chains in. That's this record. And that's why I love it so much. It's like, I don't even know what the song is about. I don't even know what Incarcerated Scarfaces are. I don't care to know. Just rap. And this is another beat that every rapper has to get busy on. I have to do a snooze button five so I can rap over this and Ice Cream. And another song that I'll be talking about later on. On my list. Actually, two more.
Snooze button five, Wu-Tang Clan edition.
That would actually be kind of dope.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
I'm not at all mad at that.
I'm shocked that's not on your list, but okay.
I'm gonna switch gears a little bit.
Okay.
A record that when I think about when 36 Chambers came out, everybody sort of looked at it and said, you know, Method Man, he's gonna be like the breakout star, and he had the first album. But what really did it for him, a record that to me had to be on it, was the You're All I Need remix.
Yes.
Now, here's a question for you. Razor Sharp remix or the Puff Daddy remix?
Razor Sharp.
Okay, good. See, we can still be friends.
Listen, it's not close.
It's not. Well,
the Puff version is good.
It's really good. It's really good.
Yeah. Razor. Listen, nah. Nah. As good as that Puff Daddy remix is, it's not close.
The Razor Sharp remix is incredible.
Yes, it is.
It's that perfect blend of like, it's that demented, but like soul simp. Like it's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is so crazy. I don't know what kind of angel dust or whatever they were smoking. When you hear this beat, I don't think y'all gonna write a love song and put Mary J. Blige on it. Nothing about this says love song, but it for whatever reason, it fits.
Allow me to pontificate for a moment about the greatness that is Wu-Tang Clan love songs.
Oh yeah, you've already, yep.
I need to put the playlist back together because
you actually do.
It and I might have another one on my list some, but like it's that mix of sweet and sour.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like Ice Cream is pretty vulgar. Like, let's just be honest. Like, that's not winning any feminist awards. But there's just something about the idea of when, especially when RZA was like on point. When they were making these sort of love records, but kind of not, but kind of so, it just worked. It's the sweet and the sour. What can I say? But yeah, You're All I Need. Was that on your list?
Of course.
Okay. Okay. You're up.
Here's the problem. Because now I want to talk about Wu-Tang love songs.
Okay.
But we've done it. We did that on the Wu Retro. Because your favorite is Kamei, right?
I love Kamei. Love it.
My favorite has to be Sweet Love.
Also a great song.
But is there besides All I Need, is there another Wu-Tang love song that is not misogynistic?
I mean,
is it really a love song or is this a song about a girl?
Parts of Kamei actually aren't that misogynistic. Grading on a curve here.
Okay.
Grading on a curve.
Okay.
Hip-hop was very different 22 years ago. No, Kamei's 21 years. 20, is that right? 21 years? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Iron Man turned 20 last year.
All right. You're next up. What do you got?
All right. Let's see. What am I going to do? I'm going to go. I was trying to figure out what song to put for ODB.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, there's two clear ones.
Mm.
Most people will say, "Got Your Money." That's a big no for me.
Nobody's saying no. It's not anywhere on my remotely close to my list.
Nowhere near. No, nope. Nothing on that album.
No.
I have a friend who I just found out last week is in love with that album. And I had to hear his remake of Rick James' Cold Blooded. What? Did we listen to that for the retro? We did, right?
Yeah.
I don't even remember doing it. I don't even remember. Okay. So there's two records. So I think that everybody knows that ODB was a character. He was larger than life. He's got all these classic moments. Him at the Grammys. Him collecting food stamps on MTV. Him telling the girl on TRL that he doesn't do anything for the community. So we know ODB the character. And I think a record that showcases ODB the character is Shimmy Shimmy Ya. That is not on my list. I went with Brooklyn Zoo.
No.
I went with Brooklyn Zoo.
Yeah.
Because ODB as a lyricist is underrated.
That's a hot take I'm not ready for.
No. Because when he's actually rapping, he can rap. But it's just the character overshadowed the work. So there's that.
I don't know if I'm ready for... So
And that piano was classic.
So I have Shimmy Shimmy on my list. To me, it wasn't even close. It's by far the best song on that album, which hasn't really aged that well.
The album's not that good.
But Shimmy Shimmy Ya, even like ODB on it is great, but that beat is something else. Like, the beat is incredible. And it's everything that ODB needs. And so I was going through and I was like, you know, I wanted to have the one record off the Meth album. I was like, I was listening. I was like, not even just like as a token ODB record, but really Shimmy Shimmy Ya. Like, if you're trying to me, if you're trying to explain to everybody, like somebody who's never heard Wu-Tang, like you want to give them the full, you know, array of what they're capable of. I feel like Shimmy Shimmy Ya is, I don't know. I wouldn't pick any other ODB song, but I get it. Brooklyn Zoo's on my honorable mentions, but I get it.
Okay.
So I just sort of gave one too. So I think you're back up.
All right. Where else can we go? Okay. We'll go here.
Yeah.
It's not a posse cut, but this is my favorite Ghostface Killah song. Mm. So this is complete bias. Because this may not be Ghost's best representation. I have another song to me that represents Ghostface a lot better. But this is just my favorite, one of my favorite beats ever. One of the greatest hip hop videos in history, and as Daytona 500.
It's definitely on my list.
Okay.
Daytona 500 is crazy.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Kappa is great on here. Actually, all three of them are great on here. Like you said, the beat is great. I mean, everybody has, like, it's sort of a rite of passage for a producer to chop Nautilus. But this sounds like no interpretation of Nautilus I've ever heard.
Agree.
There is an urgency and energy to this record that is incredible.
God, yes.
And is a really nice, like, yeah, right. Like, when I put some on my list because when I'm thinking of, like, again, this notion of, like, different sounds that the Wu can bring out, like, this is, like, because sometimes, look, I like Wu, but sometimes, you know, RZA could get a little plodding with some of the drums. I'm not going to lie. I can acknowledge that. But Daytona 500 is not that at all. It is all pure energy. Yeah. The hook is perfect. The intro. I used to love that intro. I don't know how well it's aged, but it's a classic intro.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got nothing bad to say about Daytona 500. No surprises here. I think we've only differed on like one song right now.
Brooklyn Zoo, and I think
basically the ODB record.
Incarcerated Scarfaces was on.
Oh yeah,
that was on your honorable mentions, which is a slight disagree.
Okay,
all right, go ahead.
Sticking with the Ray Ghost team up.
Okay.
Speaking of a record that has incredible energy, I'll telegraph a little bit. I have three songs from Cuban Links on here.
I'm shocked.
I had four until we just started recording, and then I cut one at the last second, which was really hard.
Okay.
But I had to have Criminology on there.
Mm. Not on my list, but it's not definitive to me, but it's incredible.
It is. What it, like when I, it's funny, right? Because when I'm thinking definitive, I'm also thinking in terms of like the styles and the types of beats that Wu-Tang was putting out.
Sure.
And what RZA did on Criminology is like, I don't even know what's going on there. No, Criminology, again, incredible energy. It's Ray and Ghost at their best, like at their best, just body slamming the entire track. Like it's Criminology is incredible. It has like there, I swear the beat, and I swear I talked about this on the retro. I'll say it again. There is something about the way the drums and the sample work on the main part of Criminology where it feels like it's almost like a hair off beat. Like it's kind of rushing to catch up with it. The bum, bum, boom. It's almost like the snare is dragging for just a second, and the way that it works is it like propels the track forward. And mm-hmm. I am absolutely biased towards Ray and Ghost on an energetic track, but Criminology, I knew I had to have at least three records from Cuban Lynx, and there were quite a few that could have gone in this spot.
But. You know, you make a good point about energetic Ray and Ghost records, because another one is Glaciers of Ice.
The nearest of misses.
Yeah,
it's the nearest of misses for me. I can't believe I had to leave Glaciers of Ice off. It's incredible.
I wish I could find, didn't I have a Prodigy freestyle over Glaciers of Ice? Hmm. But this is like 2000 Prodigy.
Mm. Is this like a snowball he rolls downhill Prodigy?
He said, Oh man, that's terrible.
Terrible. Keep It Thorough is incredible.
HNIC is good. It didn't age as well, but
it has Keep It Thorough.
It does have Keep It Thorough on there,
which is all I need.
It's got a few records on there. It's got Diamond, YBE, Veterans Memorial.
Rewind. That's a no on YBE.
Three? Yeah, you don't like it because, well, BG watched Prodigy on that record, but that's a different discussion.
Not possible, and that's a terrible beat.
don't let me get in my BG bag. That's what we're not doing. That's
what we're doing. Yeah. All right. So all right. I just talked about Criminology. What do you got?
All right, let's switch it up, and let's go to your man for someone who I thought for years was named the GZA until I later found out that it was the GZA. Again, one of my favorite beats of all time. And I've actually, you know what? I'm going to do two because these two have to go together.
I think I have the exact same two.
Okay. Because the video had both songs.
Yep.
Got to do Shadowboxing and you absolutely have to do Fourth Chamber.
Have to.
Now, for many people, they would have said, okay, definitive, GZA, got to do Liquid Swords. I think Liquid Swords is classic for the beat and for the hook. And of course, for your sounds is weak like clock radio speakers.
Liquid Swords was hard to leave off, but.
To me, it wasn't. I was never super crazy about this song. It's a dope record and I think it's classic, but I'll take Shadowboxing over it every day of the week.
And yeah, dope.
The beat is crazy. Method Man kills it. Oh, just kills it. Like, just crazy record. And then, oh my God, Fourth Chamber? What? Silly. Just the beat alone and Ghostface's verse. That's all I need.
Your man Bobby Digital, even though it's a little gibberish at times, he puts his foot in this beat.
Yes.
His verse is great.
Yeah. RZA does kill this. We give RZA a lot of crap, and it's well-deserved, but he's got moments. He's got moments on the mic.
Yeah, they most of those moments happened before 1998.
100%.
But no, Fourth Chamber, I mean, Killer Priest is dope. Like, everybody's dope. I'm good with it. No complaints about anybody rapping on this beat. The video is incredible.
Yes, it is.
To see that, although, you know, it's funny. Like, now, we for a long time, we would always say, oh, can you believe that was a video? Artists put out hard records as videos now, but even still, like, that's an insane video. And to think of that as like, oh, this is my single.
Yeah.
Yeah. Incredible.
Yeah.
No, Fourth Chamber, Shadowboxing. You ha- and Meth gets jizz a little bit on Shadowboxing, right?
Yeah. It's not by much, but it's enough.
But that is like just upper echelon MCing.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Excuse me.
Heading back to Cuban Links.
This is like us playing Uno and I keep trying to change the color because I don't have any more blues. And you're like, nope, we're going back to blue.
We haven't really talked about, although Fourth Chamber is certainly like epic.
Yeah.
But we haven't talked about Glaciers of Ice would have gotten there a little bit. But like on this Definitive 15, one thing I wanted to capture was like sometimes RZA can really like go there.
Where are you going?
And one of those records is Rainy Days.
Ooh, I'm stupid for leaving that off. Oh my God.
Rainy Days.
And the remix.
The original's better. Rainy Days.
Woo.
Blue Raspberry.
Woo.
Just singing her heart out.
Yeah, Rainy Days is crazy. Shout out to the Re-Up Gang for their freestyle on this. I think that was volume 3, right?
I don't remember them rapping on that.
Yeah, they definitely rapped on We Got It for Cheap volume 3. I gotta play it. We're not playing enough songs on this. I know some of our listeners who are not as well versed on older hip-hop, they kind of recommend that we play records.
Wait, Rainy Days samples the Michael Jackson cover of Ain't No Sunshine? What? Hold on. Wrong Rainy Days. Don't even play with
joking.
Me.
I was joking.
Stop. We're going to cut this right.
She's singing for like 2 minutes.
Of how I'm gonna get mine.
Okay. Wait.
Slow down, man. What's up, lad?
Niggas just fucking. Niggas tried to assassinate me.
Word. Fucking. Yo, I'm gonna murder somebody.
Oh my God. Now I just want to play it. Now I just,
Rainy Days is incredible. That beat, that opening, the outro. Oh.
Now, can I take like 2 minutes and just play a couple records?
Yeah, let's do it right now.
Fuck that.
Special technique of
Shadow
Box. Is that and then
intro.
You have to let the intro play. You can't skip the intro.
Choose the ball and you join your mother.
Is that?
It's a synth. That song is the real fight music.
Yeah.
I'm over here punching the air right now.
Yeah. That song is very violent.
Oof.
Yep.
That needs to go on my gym playlist. What am I thinking?
Jeez. Ooh. All right. Adding another to my honorable mention that I just saw.
Okay. I need to like take a break. Oh my God.
Yeah, man.
That was intense. Okay.
Why did Jesus? Oh my God. Yep. Okay. Do you want to do two since I did two, or do you just want to like?
I'll do two. I'll do one because. Because we referred to it earlier, and I feel like it's time to finally talk about it.
Okay, let's do it.
Kameh is on my top 15.
Of course it is.
Listen, Kameh is incredible. All right, first of all, let me talk about the...
You sound like an overeager prosecutor, like this is your first case. Let me tell you why he's not guilty. First of all.
Let me tell you why I'm mad. Let me tell you why I'm mad. No.
The glove does not fit, you must have quit.
One thing that was really noticeable going back and listening to some of these old Wu records is how little, up until I would say arguably the Can It Be remix. And yeah, there were some times where this wasn't the case, but really with Iron Man, you finally really started hearing bass lines from RZA. Cause a lot of times it was just like, he's just beefing up the kicks. Like listen to Ice Cream. Yeah. There's no bass line on Ice Cream.
Yeah.
And so let me tell you, Kamei, woo.
All baseline.
It's baseline, and then it's these like little twinkling pianos, and then it's this Luther sample that's chopped in all these different ways. Oh my goodness.
Is that Luther? I thought that was Teddy Pendergrass.
Oh, you're right. It's Teddy, my bad. I thought it was Luther for some reason. Oh, you know what?
Is that Luther? That's
making me crazy. Hold on. Kamei sample. You'd think I would know this off the top of my head.
Yeah, I'm surprised you don't have like the.
It's Teddy. You're right. It's Teddy. Right. It's Teddy. Yeah. Sorry. My bad.
No, you're good. You're good.
But no. It's. Kappa actually just destroys this, but Ghost, oh my goodness. And it's funny because Cuban Links is I have long said Cuban Links is the greatest album of all time. Iron Man, there are times where Iron Man is like, that run of Fish, Kamei, Daytona 500 is like, oh, and by the way, then it's Motherless Child after that.
Honorable mention for me.
And it's just like, I can't believe it. It's an incredible four-track run. For a while, I had all of those lined up.
Yeah. Motherless Child to me is classic.
Motherless Child is great. But like I had Daytona 500 on my list, and I paired that with Kamei because I think between the two of those, that really encapsulates well what Ghost was bringing to the table in 96.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Kamei.
It's amazing. Okay. Well. All right. So let's stay Ghostface because...
Mm.
There's a record that you have not talked about.
I only have two left in my top 15. What do you have?
One, two, three, four.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because like you mentioned two that were also two on my list. So let's knock a couple out for you.
Okay. So I'm gonna stay Ghostface. So there's a record that you haven't talked about, which kind of surprises me. But for me, when I first heard this record as a 12-year-old preteen, it made the hair on my arm stand up.
Mm.
It was when I knew that Ghostface was just upper echelon when it came to storytelling. I think people talk about Scarface and Ice Cube, Nas, Slick Rick is sort of the greatest storytellers ever. And they are. Ghostface is in the conversation for Impossible and this song as well, and that's all that I've got is you.
It's a dope record.
To me, it's totally different. What it does is it's totally different from everything else that's on the list. Wu-Tang is kind of underrated for their heartfelt records. I Can't Go to Sleep, Motherless Child. Spoiler alert: one of my honorable mentions is Can It Be? It Was All So Simple.
Mm. Original or remix?
Original.
Mm.
Wait, what's the remix? Hold on. What is this? She's trying to assassinate me.
What? Huh? Stacy slipping in Macy's. I doze off. Catch a flashback on how I got trapped and got licked like Patsy in a mall flick. I got hit, stumbling, pulling my
head. The remix. What's the original? Hold up.
The original's on 36 Chambers.
Okay. I'm not even. Oh, here we go. Hold on.
Kid is folks. Desert Eagle is.
No, the original. Yeah, what?
The remix is better.
Whatever. All right, whatever.
Remix is on my near miss. That was hard to leave off, as was most of Iron Man and Cuba Links.
Yeah.
So you were saying All That I Got Is You.
It was a fantastic, masterful job by Ghostface of really inviting you into his world. And the emotional, you know, for a lot of guys, and I was actually having a conversation with my homegirl about this. And I was kind of talking about on Twitter is about children being raised to be emotionless. And so hearing that record being raised largely emotionless
but then hearing all this emotion, it's kind of hard to process because you know you feel something, but you don't know how to feel and you don't know how to process it. And but that's good. I like music that stretches. I like music that challenges spaces and things that don't normally get challenged. I think when we talk about, especially nowadays, a lot of music stands to stretch us mentally, just, you know, as far as being aware and consciousness and God and all this other stuff. But like, what's the last record that hit you in the heart? You know what I'm saying? Like that you heard it and you were like, wow, whoa.
Last record that hit me in the heart.
Go ahead and say Walking Contradiction. It's cool.
Wow.
I'm joking, sort of.
I was going to say, no, you're not. But you know what? I love everybody. Hit us up on Twitter and let us know what record has hit you in the heart.
Yeah, the most recent record to really like just make you stand back. It evokes something from you emotionally. I would love to hear that. So yeah, hit us up on Twitter with that.
Okay.
Oh, you said a couple. Another one. We alluded to this, and this is one that I just switched out. Because I had Shimmy Shimmy Ya on my list. I'm bugging. I switched it out and put this on there because this is one of the more definitive Wu-Tang verses of all time, and that is Winter Wars.
The top of my near miss. I ran out of space.
But Cappadonna murders this, one of the greatest. Is this one of the greatest rap verses of all time?
It's a great rap verse.
I'm going to say top. It's not like monumental, but it kind of is. So I'm going to say it's like maybe top 30.
Here's the thing. I don't know if Winter Wars is even my, is that even my favorite posse cut from Wu-Tang?
No, there's better posse cuts. That's on the list for Kappa's verse.
Okay.
Yeah, no, there's way better. Fourth Chamber's better. Ninth Chamber's better.
Ninth Chamber is not better than Winter Wars.
Yeah, you know, you no
ninth,
okay.
Ninth
no,
Chamber off. No,
you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. No. You're right. You got that.
I was like, whoa. And you know.
No. Nope. You got that. You said, who else thought I was going to have to fight my friend? I think I have one. Do I have one more?
You said you had two more before. All right. Well, let me get one.
Yeah, I got two more. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, two more.
All right. Well, now I got two more as well. So this is number 14 for me. I mean, not in any order, but in chronological order. We talked about Triumph.
Mm-hmm.
But I would be remiss if I did not include For Heaven's Sake.
Woo! One of my favorite Wu-Tang beats ever. I don't know about definitive though.
It's definitive for me because like if I think about maybe not the best RZA beat, but the apex of what he was the best combination of when he was in his prime and when he was more capable and had more weapons in his arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
There is all sorts of stuff going on here. This to me is like, you know, I had that whole like rant at the beginning of talking about like RZA keyboard beats. Like there's a lot of keyboards in play here, but there's also an incredible sample. And like For Heaven's Sake is a perfect example of what he could do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so for that reason, I thought it was definitive. Because I think of definitive in terms of sound, right? I mean, obviously MC comes along with it, but like, this is, oh, you want to hear like what happens when he's like, so, cause you listen to like 36 Chambers and like the difference in sound between that and something like For Heaven's Sake is just incredible. Like For Heaven's Sake jumps out of the speakers and it's something that you could not accomplish with just, he could not make For Heaven's Sake doing the Bobby Digital style. He could not make For Heaven's Sake doing the 36 Chambers style. Like it had to be that meld.
Yeah.
And Inspector Deck just destroys this.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
It's probably, is it the best song on Wu-Tang Forever?
For heaven's sake?
Yeah.
No.
What's better?
Triumph, Reunited?
No.
Hold on.
You need to play For Heaven's Sake.
I will. Okay, let me play right now. I got you. I'm not saying it's not incredible.
Okay.
But the best song on the album?
Yeah.
I don't know. Cash.
Cash Still Rules is good too.
It's the wolf coming in the shadows.
No.
Yes.
Excalibur. No.
Yeah.
shades. Bombing names, raise the airwaves, cactus rap pays. A glide like hovercrafts on the Everglades.
Nah, that's not the best song on the album.
Oh my goodness.
This is the best song on the album.
You God's gonna get his shine.
On the second to the last. Nah, man. Nah.
What? That's incredible. It's incredible. It's on my near misses.
Hold on.
What is the sample on Cash Still Rules?
Yeah, find that out.
Because you know, Cash Still Rules is not long enough.
Check it.
Impossible is also on my near misses.
Yo, Takeith is kind of underrated.
Mm-hmm.
She's really dope. One of my favorite beats on the album. The song's not good, but this beat is crazy.
Hang glide for my nigga to cow. Yeah, word to go, run this whole shit, son. Yeah. Right, that's my word. I see that's dealing with the invisible. That's my word.
I know, that beat is, my that goodness.
Beat is, oh, that beat is crazy. I don't know about the best song on the album, son.
I hear you. I will ride for that, for heaven's sake, for forever.
I get it. That song is crazy.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
You know, there's a lot of not very good songs on this album. I'm just looking at it. I'm like,
It would have been a much stronger 1.5.
Oh, God, yes.
Much stronger.
Oh, God, yes. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So the last two are from an artist that we haven't really talked about.
I'm intrigued.
We haven't really talked about this person in detail, but to me, he's the face of the Wu-Tang Clan. When most people say Wu-Tang Clan, you immediately think of Method Man. Now, some of your more seasoned fans, such as yourself, you're probably your arms are probably folded right now. As soon as I said Method Man, you're like, duh.
I will neither confirm nor deny.
But to me, he's got two records. One, they're both classics, but they're both classics for two totally different reasons. I think one of them, you're going to look at me and you're going to be like, what? So one, I put Method Man on my list.
I get it.
It's definitive. It's not my favorite Method Man song. If I'm going favorites, honestly, I'm a much bigger fan. And I guess we talked about Meth earlier with All I Need. But I'm a much bigger fan of T2000. So I'm going Dangerous Ground. I'm going Torture. Like, I'm going over there.
Sweet Love.
Sweet Love, exactly. The first half of that album is ridiculous. He has Donald Trump on his album. That's hilarious in retrospect. Hip hop used to love Donald Trump.
Well, sure. He's a misogynistic idiot who likes money.
Zing!
Bong bong.
So this one I put because for me personally, it's iconic. And it's with a person who they said is Wu-Tang. Just he's not official, but he's official.
Oh. Just
you are such a freaking yo.
Just
you are such a yo. Take your Jan Sport off right now. Your 5-panel Wu-Tang hat off right now. Take your Wu-Wear hockey jersey off right now.
Yo, could I get a Wu-Wear hockey jersey?
I'm sure you can find one on eBay at a 3XL. For it's
$69.99. 3XL.
I put The Rock Wilder on my list.
I thought you were going to go how high? The Rock Wilder.
I went The Rock Wilder.
So, for starters, that's not even a Wu-Tang song.
It has a Wu. That's why I said, are we going solo or are we going members?
It's a
Red Man and Method Man album. Method Man is a member of the Wu-Tang Clan. So, to me, that counts.
It doesn't even sound like. I know. Because, you know, I see my head, it's like that album is split. It's half Def Squad and half Wu-Tang.
Yep.
And that comes from the Def Squad side. But it's an iconic Method Man song.
It's an iconic record. It's an iconic record. I couldn't. It went too many places. 10th grade, pep rally, passing out around the CD, the Discman, just on repeat. Playing it in the locker during lunch, during passing period. Classic video. It is what it is.
You see, Alchemist is going to do Good Book Volume 2.
I did see that.
West Side Gun, Action Bronson, Royce. First single's out right now called Brother Jedediah.
Oh man. It sucks because it's like, I don't touch that stuff, man. But at the same time,
you want the beats.
It's really good. It's that is my dichotomy as a hip hop fan, but we'll get into that a little later. Working on some stuff.
Okay.
Man, West Side Gunna. Okay, whatever. All right, that's my that concludes my 15. So now I've got a couple of.
I have one more.
I got a couple of what's called honorable mentions, but get to your last one.
I wanted to find something that represented what happened after Forever, and so the story and the narrative is that Ghost saved the Wu, right? And so Ghostface has by far the best projects post Wu-Tang Forever.
Far and away.
And so I felt like not including something from Supreme Clientele.
I thought about that. I couldn't decide on one. So please, what did you go with?
I went with one. And it's hard because it's really tempting to choose Apollo Kids. And in fact, that's a near miss. And I went back and forth between one and Apollo Kids. And what won out to me is that one's just a better song. And I love Apollo Kids, but one is incredible.
I think there's... Okay. Because now I'm going to add a few of those to my playlist because I'm gonna challenge that.
Okay.
I'm going to challenge that. Two records in particular. Oh, my God. How do you... Hold on. I'm just going to challenge you now.
Go ahead.
How do you have one over this?
I know.
You're bugging.
Mighty Healthy's great. It's incredible.
My God, so they are killers. I've heard lots of people say once a man's a killer, they just keep on killing and killing. They sort of develop a taste for blood.
Yeah, that's right. They kill one man or kill ten. It's all the same. After all, they can only hurt you once.
Yeah. What? Can I defend myself?
What's that?
Let me defend myself.
Okay, please.
Mighty Healthy is really dope, but Mighty Healthy also sounds like old Wu-Tang.
Ah. Okay. I get that.
And so I thought one was interesting because that style, even though it's... Isn't it one of the dudes from Beatnuts who produces that?
Yeah, Juju.
And so... That sort of sped up sample, pitched up sample, is what become that. That is a very large legacy of this album, and I think one encapsulates that. Plus, Ghost has his sort of new like train of thought. I'm just rapping random stuff, and it kind of works, and it kind of doesn't, but it's kind of working. His new sort of rap style, and it just all goes perfectly together.
Mm-hmm.
This was the beginning of is Ghost just rapping gibberish?
Yeah, and that hasn't left him ever since.
Mm.
When he really only did it for that one album.
Well, you've heard the rumors about that and why that's the case.
No, I haven't.
The rumor is that it's because Superb Ghost wrote most of this album.
Oh.
Now, let me tell you why I don't think that's true.
Okay.
Please go ahead. Name for me something that Superb has done that is anywhere close to this stuff. If that's true, then that means he got all his bars off right here. All of them. Nothing left.
Hmm. Well, I mean, Superb is never going to get the budget that Ghostface got, you know? So Superb maybe doesn't get in the studio with RZA, but Ghostface does. So I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, you know.
So I don't know. I mean, it could be, but man, that sucks. Like your best, because you're not picking... Supreme Clientele over Iron Man, right?
No.
Yeah, because Iron Man's one of your favorite albums ever, right?
I think I mean, in a weird way, Iron Man, aside from the first record, there's like a little bit of a lull, almost like tracks 2 and 3 in Iron Man are good, but not great. But then from 260 on, it's just like, and then, you know, to me, the peak of it is, you know, Fish, Kamei, Daytona 500, Motherless Child. Like that is just, that's insane. I haven't even talked about Fish yet. I'll talk about it when I talk about my records that didn't make it. But all those records are great. Yeah, I think Iron Man is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's my 15.
So we didn't disagree that much.
No.
Other than
honorable mentions are going to be great.
Yeah, I've only got a few, but
I have a number.
I'm sure you do.
I have what I call near misses, songs that were really hard for me to leave off.
Okay.
And then I have honorable mentions, like songs I would feel weird if I didn't at least mention them.
Okay.
Can I name something that I don't know is on your list or not?
Sure, go ahead.
WooWare.
Nah, that wouldn't even breathe on my list. It's a dope record.
WooWare is great.
Yeah, it's a dope record.
You can tell I'm very biased towards 96 Capadonna.
A smidge?
Smidge. Give me a couple off your list. I'm interested to see what you've got.
I've got a 97 Mentality.
Gotta be on there. Yep.
I already said Rainy Days. I already said also Simple. Verbal Intercourse.
Yeah, that was hard to leave that one off.
Yep. Mighty Healthy. Dangerous Ground. I wanted to pick something off of the W.
Yep.
So I went with, I couldn't decide between Hollow Bones and Be Careful.
Careful over Let My Brothers Live?
I like Let My Niggas Live because of Nas.
Or how about that beat?
The beat's dope.
And you but know I have a soft spot I for like the Monument. I have a soft spot for the Monument.
I don't even remember the Monument.
That's the Busta record.
Nope. Oh shoot, we forgot about, hold on, we forgot about a classic You Got record.
That's a good song.
It was.
It's good.
Shout out to the PlayStation, the Wu-Tang video game for PlayStation.
Man, when I realized that I could take the game out and put it in my CD player.
Bruh.
I feel like you could do that with Castlevania too for PlayStation.
There was a couple games where you could do that. Yeah. There's a couple games. Even if they didn't advertise it, you could
right.
do it.
Right.
Yeah. Go ahead. Keep naming some more.
Did we talk about Impossible really yet?
I mean, we touched on it, but we didn't talk about it.
Impossible is incredible.
Yes, it is.
That might be my second favorite song of Wu-Tang Forever.
It's up there. I won't argue that. It's up there.
And you touched talk about because of Ghostface's storytelling. Impossible is just... Pfft.
Yeah.
Man, where do I even start?
Murders that. Murders that.
All right. I got one I know is not on your list.
Okay.
RZA's Tragedy.
I was trying to figure out if I wanted to do anything off of RZA's solo stuff.
Yeah.
The closest I would have went is probably Holocaust, but Holocaust it's only for the beat.
Tragedy is incredible.
It's
that
all right.
beat, oh my God. RZA's okay. great. The Chase.
I remember you liking The Chase way more than I did.
The Chase is from what was supposed to have been an actual non-Bobby Digital RZA solo record. What are you going to do?
Hey. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
How far deep into the Woo branches did you go?
I mean, you want to talk about Killer Army?
Of course. First place I want to go.
Let's talk about Shootout.
Oh, God.
It's really all about the beat, right?
Oh, 100%. Though Killer Sin is a lot of people's like most underrated rapper back then. I gotta hear him again. I don't know if he's aged well as an MC. But yeah. I mean, the only two good Kill Army songs are Shootouts and Wake Up, right?
Oh,
and I don't even know if Wake Up's a good song.
Wait, what was the Kill Army record that didn't... Was it Feel It? Remember Feel It?
Ooh, yeah. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let's go there.
Yep.
Is it on the album?
No, it's not.
Well, that's trash. Okay, well then let's go to
what's amazing about the Shootout is, so that first of all, that video is incredible.
Yep.
And RZA is in the video, but he doesn't even produce the song.
It just sounds like, who did it?
Fourth Disciple.
Was it Fourth Disciple?
I think Fourth did all their stuff.
Probably.
Yeah. Not that I don't love you. Oh man. I haven't heard you know how much I do. Yeah, Killer Arm. Oof. This one here is for the people. The families living in the ghetto. The babies. Where is that sample?
I don't know, but you need to find it.
Have you ever seen a grown man cry? Have you ever asked a grown man why? Why do you feel that way inside?
Those are super late 90s drums.
Yep.
I don't need those drums at all. Just filter that sample.
Okay, I'm gonna keep that tab open.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
How do you feel about MGM?
Wu-Tang Forever MGM.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I love it. I love MGM.
I don't remember. Let's pull it up. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Rain Ghost killed us there.
Yep. 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 Oh my God.
We didn't even talk about Diesel.
Mm. Oof. Oof. Oh. Is Soul in the Hole on here? Probably not.
Oh, Diesel's so good.
Yeah, Diesel is.
Diesel's great.
People say, people keep, like, listen, Soul in the Hole, still the greatest, to me, the greatest soundtrack.
I didn't own it, so that's why I'm like.
Nah, son, that soundtrack. Sauce Money Against the Grain. Comet had a record. It was Loud Records in 1998.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I should have bought this. This should have been right on my alley. I don't know why I didn't.
Soul in the Hole, the song?
Yeah.
One on One, I remember.
Really, so we're not, this is what we're doing.
Okay. Man, when we talked about Liquid Swords, I thought for a second you were going to mention Duel of the Iron Mike.
Crazy record.
Yeah.
Crazy record. I was trying to play Diesel, but.
Can't find it.
Oh, no, I can totally find it. It's just not coming up for whatever reason.
We talked about Apollo Kids real quick for like 2 seconds, but another record that I really, because I feel strongly about this than you do. I really love Child's Play.
Child's Play.
You know Child's Play.
Ghostface?
Yeah.
Is that the...
That's the weird... It's not the weird... It's a weird one, but it's great. Yes. That beat switch is unbelievable.
Who stole a mic, few tips, few coins, birthday, gave a two, swinging and shit, so I jumped in, those were the days, mate,
wait, no.
Me young Nefertiti, now let's see, with no jury on Tahitian, fresh berry treat, she's a Capricorn, I really liked the girl, had dreams about her, thinking to myself, some nights it got, but hating with Shanae and Grace and Key Lolo, two bitches jumped my boo after school a few years ago, hit me, you hit me, Grace got the last hit, hey, yo,
yeah. If we're gonna go Ghostface, you have to go here.
I know.
Yeah. What's up, y'all? What's up?
I gotta do like Snooze Button 4.1 and just zap up a Wooster.
Speaking of Ghostface, we'll get this out of the way because let me get all the Ghost records I have here out of the way because there's a lot of The Sun. Oh my God.
What's The Sun?
What?
Oh. Hey, listen, bro. Listen,
bro. You're like, relax.
Hold on. Do it? Okay.
Now, a lot of people might not have heard The Sun.
I'll say The Sun's not... Hold on. Because it was off of the incredible advance of Bulletproof Wallets, right?
Yeah. This sounds like a song that Doc would like. No, come on.
Time to get up. Look at the sun, so pretty today. It's so bright and so smashing. Blasting helps out the grass.
It's such a weird song.
That's, huh?
It's so weird. But like, who else but Wu-Tang could make that song?
Of course. You got me wanting to go into like Shaheem territory.
So, other Ghost stuff. We talked about Fish for a sec. I can't say enough about Fish. Fish is incredible. 260 is, of course, incredibly dope. The Watch.
Oh, The Watch. Oh, God, yes.
The original version of Flowers.
Yep. And original version of Flowers, yep.
One of my favorite records from that album, Strawberries.
Yep. Yep. 5 1/2 and Boys. Yep.
Yeah, that's about the only thing you can say from that verse.
Pretty much.
So speaking of Kappa, I have to give Slang Editorial some love.
Sure.
Yep. I'm trying to think if there's anything else on here. You know what? We didn't really, so there were some dope records from Bobby, from the Bobby Digital album, right? NYC Everything.
Yep.
Handwriting on the Wall with Rascass.
I don't remember that.
Piano's Crazy. Kissable Black Widow with ODB. I love that. That sample's incredible. And even though the concept of the song and the name is terrible, Domestic Violence is a dope song.
It really is.
It's aged so bad, like in terms of top, like you could never, that song would cause a riot now.
Yeah, it would. I almost want to hear it.
Yeah, go for it. It's CRS, man.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. All right, Oh, I forgot about Part 2. Good Lord. Oh, God.
Oh, stay away from that. You don't miss that. It's Takitha singing in the background. You ain't shit.
Yeah. That's terrible.
Oh. Oh, just stop it.
It's like he
had the it's like he had the La Rumba drums left over and decided to.
Oh my God, boom, La Rumba.
Boom, boom,
oh
boom, God. Boom, boom, boom.
Dang it, RZA.
I know. Did we talk? We didn't talk about Guillotine and Ice Water, did we?
No, we definitely did not.
Those are incredible songs. Cold World is incredible.
Remix with D'Angelo.
Yeah.
I prefer the remix to D'Angelo than to the original.
I do as well. Was there anything off the later Ghost stuff that you really like a lot? I mean, I remember liking Metal Lungies a lot.
Be you know, this not way. Really.
Run is dope.
Run is dope. Gotta take my shirt off. Go ahead, son.
You know a song I loved at the time? Master Killer Queen. Remember that?
No.
You should play
that. You're asking me if I remember a Master Killer
song? You will recognize this.
Of course I don't. Hold on, let's see. Oh, yeah.
Sweetness.
Here's the problem. This was, when did this come out? Like 04, 05 yeah, or something 04. Like that?
Yeah.
So what happened was Ninth had already flipped Curtis Mayfield's version of that. And I tried to flip it when I was making beats like in 2001 or something like that. So then I hear it. No. Can't do it. Sorry.
That's fair.
Can't do it. Here's one of my favorite Shaheem records. You're laughing.
I don't even know if I can name a good
Method Man is on the, they sample Meth on the hook, but I used to love this song as a kid. Classic sample. And I know you can absolutely hold on.
Wild Wild West. Now boy.
Hold on.
Killer Hill.
Cause you can totally
to rich man,
name
it. Let's get money, y'all.
You can totally name a Shaheem song. Don't do that. Well, that's not Shaheem.
I was gonna say.
That sample's crazy. And I remember, actually, I got into a fight in high school over that Shaheem album, over that Manchild album.
You got into a fight over a Shaheem album?
Basically, what happened was someone had loaned it to my boy, and my boy never gave it back to him. And when he asked for it, my boy was pretty much like, F you, I give it back to you when I'm ready. And so they were like, well, we're going to come. And they went to another school, and they're like, well, basically, we're going to come out to school and beat you up and take our CD back. And because he had loaned some other stuff, it wasn't just CD. They loaned him a few things. And I essentially fought two dudes for this guy because my friend didn't jump in for me. But, you know, it happens.
It happens to all of us.
Not really.
Oh, man. You know what Ghost record I forgot about?
Hmm.
The Drummer.
The Drummer?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Let me see. Just search Ghostface, The Drummer. You'll find it.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. The Theodore Unit album? I've never heard this before in my life.
Yeah. Hip-hop, it's hip-hop. My mic needs to be a little bit more crystal. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm about to go in. Shit. Got the charm lit, bomb wrist. What type of arm is this? I seat you at the Grammys with a triple bomb mix. Can I kick it?
Hell no.
That beat is ridiculous.
I was gonna say, this is
Woo!
One of those. That's one of those songs where the beat is so crazy. Like, I think it sounds like they were intimidated by the beat. It's like, what do we do with this?
Man.
Sometimes that happens. A producer send like something crazy, and you'd be like, I don't know.
They couldn't clear the sample originally, but they got it cleared for a theater. I think, or they just put it out for the theater unit. But Def Jam wouldn't do it for what was his album? The album with Run.
Was that Fish Scale?
No, before that.
Hold on. But that's not Fish Scale.
Pretty Tony.
Oh yeah, never.
Which had like Holla, Be This Way, Run.
Ooh, Be This Way. Wow.
The one where he's rapping over Last Night Changed It All.
I don't oh my God. Hold on.
Yeah, Be This Way.
Hey, yo. But now we know Hey, yo, what up, yo? What up, y'all? Yo, this is that Pretty Tony shit.
Stop like, talking, Dustface.
Yo, shout the knots.
A lot of niggas done got body. A lot of niggas done got raw. This shit. You know what I mean? We love a lot of
shut
things
up,
in the hood.
Shut up. Just,
when time goes
you just gotta let that sample breathe.
We don't change a lot of
shut
shit.
Up.
Shit always gonna be this way. And that's a motherfucking fact.
Shut up, Ghostface.
Yeah, just shut up. Maybe it's because I had the instrumental before I had the song.
Oh.
Yeah, like a Knots, like one of Knots. Remember when beat tapes used to leak online?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of Knots' beat tapes leaked online. It had that, and it had what Lupe ended up using for Failure.
Oh, Knots did that. Okay.
Yeah, Knots did that. Yep.
I love that apparently Killer Army put out something called Killer Army Greatest Hits. And I just have a lot of questions.
Is it a maxi single?
Wow. All right. We have talked Wu-Tang to death.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Anything else you want to talk about this week?
Nah, I think we're good.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this week's Clock Radio Speakers. As always, hit us up online at CRS Podcast on Twitter. Let us know what you think. I'm sure we have records that you think we missed. Although, if you count the near misses and honorable mentions, I can't imagine what we didn't get to. But for our top 15, you know, maybe I'm crazy for putting, you know, Kamei up there, but maybe you've seen the light. No, I'm just kidding. But let us know what you think. And thank you for listening through what turned into random Doc and Armand stumble across old Wu-Tang records. But, you know, that's what happens on Clock Radio Speakers. Anything else you want to say, Armand?
Nah, man. See y'all, I guess, next week.
Yeah, right? We'll do something next week.